So I think a rather interesting topic, I think. I mean, I think I try to make my topics interesting, but are you ever allowed to hate someone?
Not in your heart.
So not in your heart. So what does that mean? Like, that's it, right? So you're saying, you're quoting this week's Parsha. So meaning that you, there might be two different, in these two psukim, there's a negative and a positive.
Well, it's like the brothers of Yosef, right? It was good that they didn't hide, that they didn't like
they didn't hide it, right. So is that, so if you, so there are two different psukim. In Kedoshim, Perak Yotes, Pasuk Yodzayin, Lo Sisachil Bovavecha, don't hate your friend in your heart. Does that mean only in your heart or even in your heart? Okay. You book your friend, right? Don't bear sin because of him. And then it says, Lotikov Lotitorah, Esperi Amecha. Don't take revenge. Don't hold a grudge. You should love your friend. So when you're asking the question, are you allowed to hate someone? So you have to deal with two phrases. Don't hate your brother in your heart, and also love your friend. Right? So,
and is this specifically talking about Jews?
Right, so it's Jews. It might even be more limiting than Jews. Right, there's what's the definition of achicha, reacha, right? You have to know what those definitions are. So I'm going to try to provide you at least some, you know, variety of approaches. So the Ibn Ezra says, v'havta the reacha. He says, al-das rabim she'alamed nosaf. The Lamed is, you know, that's a big question. What is Lireacha? Okay. What's the Lamed? Le Avner, he quotes another. The Lamed is extra. Don't take that, you know, it doesn't have any meaning necessarily. Valdati Shukamashmo. I think it means simply, Sheahov, Hatov, Lechaver, Kumoda, Shah. Love your friend just like yourself. Vitam, Ki Ani Hashem. Why did it say Ani Hashem? Right? You should love your friend like yourself. I am God. Ki Ani Eloka, Echad Baras, Echad. I am God who's one. I am the one God who created all of you. So this would seem to be expansive. Now, if the reason why we have to love our friend is because Hashem created everyone, created you, then there theoretically there should be no difference between Jews, non-Jews, really everyone. Mm-hmm. Even though, again, Reacha may mean, I think Reacha might mean halachically maybe Jews, not. But when Ibn Ezra wants to say, Ani Eloka Echad Barasi Eschem, that would seem to indicate I created you, so therefore you should love everyone. Right? But that's not the only view. We have other psukim which seem to. Why might you think that sometimes there's a positive value to hate?
So there's a difference between spiritual and personal hate.
Okay, what does that mean?
So when you're hating people because it's something that you feel that you want, jealousy or something like that,
right?
Or, some state of their being versus, you know, an halachic hate, like a malik, or
right.
even
a malik hate is like, you know, so let's try to without even that, like halachic. You say when the Torah requires you to hate someone, okay. Well, let's talk about, forget about the Torah, like when might hate be a positive value?
Maybe a good thing when you hate what things that are, when you hate what other people do, which are not either moral or the Torah stuff, which is, it's not right.
I mean, that's saying that Amalek is not nice because the Torah said so, but like halachit maybe reflect a certain immorality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you want to say?
Right, you could say there's value in hating. If something is evil, right? Something's oppositional to our
right.
values, then we
right.
should hate it.
Right.
You could say.
Right. No, you could
say. It's an expression of our values. As like
but again,
inverse.
What you guys are both saying is about things. We're talking about people
right.
here.
Right. So like you say, I love Yahya Sinwar. I just hate the fact that he tried to... So at some point, when does the hate of the values transform into hatred of the person? Because obviously we can think of extreme examples. Because where do you get over that line? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you could make the moral argument. We could say, get a base measure and say, you know what... I can't hate anyone. I have to love everyone, and it's too soon anyway. I mean, it's not. It sounds inhuman a little bit.
Well, how do you define reacha also?
Right. No, I understand. I mean, all I'm saying is that Ibn Ezra seems to take a very broad view. Unless you can say if you behave in a certain way, you've lost your status as a human being. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it feels a little similar to the discussion about if you can. Covet, right?
Right.
It's, if it's an involuntary emotional reaction,
right.
Can you control?
Yeah. I once spoke about that idea that you could look at you could look at that idea. You could say that maybe if you truly believe that Hashem created everyone and Hashem gives everyone what they need, so therefore it's actually probably very much related to why it's the Neil Hashem. I spoke about that idea. In other words, it's broader than Hillel when Hillel told the prospective convert, don't do unto others you don't want to be done to yourself. That's simply do no harm, idea of love. So that might be similar to the lo tachmod because you believe that God gives everyone what they need.
No, but to this point, don't they use the same word, lo tachmod?
Right, reacha. Yes, reacha. So the Mishle says, Yirat Hashem sonot ra, right? So Hashem, so those who fear God hate evil. Now again, that could simply be hate evil behavior. But the Rashbam, what he says is, Vazer Chabocha, Im Reacha, what does it mean, Im Reacha, if he's your friend? Im Tofu, Reacha means if he's a good person. Avalim Hu Rasha, if it's a wicked person, Ksiv Yirat Hashem, Sonot Ra. So it seems like you can hate him if he's wicked, if he's a Rasha. Again, even though in Mishle, if you just read Mishle, it may not refer to the person, just the behavior, but the Rashbam seems to say, no, Reacha means a good person, not a Rasha. The Rambam says, Mitzvah ka adam lehav es kol achav achav miyisro ki gufo. It's a mitzvah for everyone to love every Jew like himself. Shinar v'hafti recha kamocha. Right? And then he explains how.
But who decides who's a Russia?
Okay.
That's very...
Yeah, you're right.
Rambam says miyisro.
Well, he qualifies it in the next...
Right. But then he says, the fichat tzarech l'tzapher b'shifcho v'lachol sal b'modok sh'chol sal b'modok atzbo v'rasam b'chol atzbo. Therefore you should... Right. He's defined as every Jew. However, the ghost by Manios says, wait a second. Right, by the way, you have like, if you ever read like the Rambam, so you study the Rambam, most of the commentaries of the Rambam, other than the Ravid, but a lot of the Ravid, like he just writes where he disagrees. Most of the other commentaries of the Rambam, like Lecha Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, Kesem Mishnah, they all try to find the source of the Rambam. They all try to explain the Rambam. The one who like, other than the Ravid, that goes from Menos will sometimes disagree with him. And it goes from Manio says, V'davka shu re'acha b'torva mitzvahs. So you think re'acha means someone part of your halacha community. Of Adam Rasha, she'en kawatocha, mitzvah l'sanoso. But a wicked person who doesn't accept rebuke, there's a mitzvah to hate him, mitzvah to hate him, not mutter, mitzvah. I was saying, like an interesting question. In other words, you could say that if someone treats you really horribly and they don't ask for repentance, that maybe you're allowed to hate him. You're allowed to. Here we're saying to defend divine values, mitzvah l'sanoso, should have a yiras shem sinos ra. V'omer halo misanecha shem. So it seems like in defense of divine values, maybe be a mitzvah to hate. It's called the Ram, they call it Gospa Marios. It's like the Rashba, is he saying you're allowed to, you should. The Gospa Marios says mitzvah. Now, The Shulchan Aruch, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch Harav. Same idea, Shulchan Aruch Harav. I'm just bringing you some of these like that are more limiting to this mitzvah Alach Rech Hamocha. Shulchan Aruch says, Im sono makma shechat kenegdo. If someone hates him, so why are you allowed to hate him? It's a broader discussion. There's a broader discussion, which we'll talk about a little bit, which he's discussing if you have two people to help, your friend or your enemy, someone you hate, so it seems that there's someone, we're going to see the Torah sometimes refers to someone as someone you hate. So he's going to talk about different reasons why you might hate someone. So I mentioned in a piece of this, Im sono, machma shechata kenegdo, if you hate someone because he sinned against you, let's say he stole money from you, shesina hi shalokadas, there, if someone owes you money, someone committed a crime or did an infraction against you, which resulted in loss of money, that's sina shalokadas. That is unlawful hatred. Gotta hate it. Shenamar Loti Torah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is the first Chabad Rebbe. So he wrote obviously the Tanya. And so he's living in the 18th century. He wrote the Tanya. He also wrote this major halachic work of the Shulchan Aruch. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So he writes here, that's Shina Shalokada. Shenamar Loti Torah is Ben Amech, Vatu Chamocha, Avalim Sono Kadas. But what is legitimate hatred? Ibn Shiro over Aveira, he saw that he committed a sin. Oshachata Kenega Vitsia wrote Tsar Haguf, Shaido Tsarak Lahasir Sida, Mlibo Mlimcha Achivakish Ben Mechila. So he thinks the Shulchan Aruch Rav, interesting position. He thinks that justified hatred is defending the honor of God. Someone's a Rasha. And or if someone harms you and doesn't appease you, ask for forgiveness in a legitimate way, you also don't have to forgive the guy, probably because maybe you're just encouraging continued bad behavior. So that's the distinction that he makes. So again, you do have a bunch of, you know, mefarshim who look at v'hatu recha kamocha. It's not everyone. It's much more limited. So if someone's a Rasha, maybe to defend the values of God, you can hate someone. Maybe it's very hard to distinguish. You can hate the person, hate the sin, but it seems the person. But nevertheless, the Torah says, the question is, how do you manifest hatred of someone? Like, what does that mean to hate someone? Like, there's a mitzvah to hate him. Like, what does that mean? Tell him I hate you? Like, how do you manifest hatred?
Maybe you can hate the person, but you don't have to express it.
When you say the mitzvah to hate a Rasha is like, he's just an awful person. He's an awful person because you need to do that in order for you to stick to your values. And sometimes we're like modern Orthodox, mostly. So we like nuance, we like complexity. There's this, there's that. Maybe sometimes you need to say, this guy's bad. Okay, sin's bad, but he's not bad. But sometimes then you might get a little confused. Or you might excuse his behavior. So you gotta say, this guy's a bad guy. Maybe that's the point. You gotta call a spade a spade. Maybe you can't make that nuance. But you know, it's fascinating. The Torah tells us, "Ki tirech amor so nechav roiz tachem asov v'chadam yazov lo asov tazavimo." If you see the donkey of your enemy crouching and button's gonna fall off, you should help him. So what do we see here? We see that there's a mitzvah. How does the hatred manifest itself? It doesn't necessarily manifest itself, therefore you shouldn't show compassion. In other words, you should show compassion to someone that there's a mitzvah that you have to hate it, maybe.
Separate things.
I understand. It's a fascinating concept.
Which means that you can hate someone without having to actually
act on it. So why are you hating him? So that you know. Like, I'm just saying, it's interesting. Like what does it mean to you would think manifesting hatred is, I'm not going to help you at all. I don't want anything to do with you. But here we're talking. The Torah is telling you that there's a sone, and you should help him. And in fact, more than that, the Gemara says, "Ohev lifrok v'sone liton mitzvah b'sone k'day lachov es yitzro." Actually, the sone takes precedence over the ohev, which is wild, right?
Skip the Rambam, by the way,
Hilchos Deos. Did I skip the? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. So the Rambam Hilchos Deos. I apologize. He says, "Kol sonei echem Yisrael, believe over below tasei." So Rambam says, "If you hate someone, oh, so right." So I apologize. So then, getting to this is David's point, where he said that, right? Only hate someone in your heart. Does that mean even in your heart, or only in your heart? So the Rambam seems to say, "Kol sonei echem Yisrael, believe over below tasei." Anyone who hates someone, he violates a prohibition. And he said, "But you don't get Malkus." V'lo hisira Torah ela sina b'leiv. No, only hatred in the heart is a problem. Aval makas chaver macharfo. If you hit your friend, you curse him out. So you're not allowed to, but that's not lotisna. Maybe you violate assault, but it's not lotisna. In other words, the point is that, at least according to the Rambam, that you're if you hate someone, let him know. Well, that goes to this question though. Like, but should you or not? Like. Yeah. You're saying keep it to yourself.
How can you let know somebody that you hate it?
Right. So question would
be the other person.
So why would you let someone know that? But what content? Why are you letting someone know? Why do you hate the person? Because he committed a sin. So why are you hating him? Why are you hating him?
Because he didn't accept tochacha. Maybe.
Okay. So why are you hating him? Like, why are you telling him that?
I don't see a person telling another person, "I hate you," because then the person is going to get upset. It's going to start a bigger thing than
right. Okay, so let's.
You haven't met a teenager, have you?
Okay, so let's read a little more, and I'll try to put some idea together here. So the Rambam says very explicitly, the last Hilchos Rotzech Shmiras Nefesh. He says, "Hapogia b'shnayim." If you confront two people, echad roi sachem aso, one person is crouching under his burden. Vechad parak me Allah veloma, and someone else is one I guess he needs to unload from it, from the animal. Veloma tamishi itoni, well, he can't find anyone to help him unload. I'm sorry. One of them he needs to unload, and one of them he needs to load. Mitzvah lifrok batchila mishum tzar bali chayim. Okay, in other words, you have two people. Someone needs help loading an animal, and someone needs help unloading an animal. So the priority goes to the one who is unloading, because besides helping the person, you're also helping, you're minimizing the pain to the animal. Okay, so unloading comes before loading. But b'med var murim, sheshtem shtonim ha'ovim. It's only when they're both people that you hate or both people that you like. So sone takes priority, which is interesting, right? Hate him, tell him you hate him, maybe even, right? Don't hate him in your heart. Tell him you hate him, but then have compassion and help him out. Okay, so how do we understand that, right? So
I thought you were not supposed to tell somebody, "Oh, I hate you."
Right.
See, I'm happy.
Right. So, like, what? Yeah. So
it seems like he's just prescribing the remedy for the problem.
What do you mean?
If you have somebody that you hate in your heart, do X.
Oh, you say hate. Okay. Well, let's read another halacha. Maybe we'll start to putting something together. I'll tell you what I think the idea the Rambam has here. Turn the page. He says, "Hasone shenamar b'tor humi Yisrael lo mi'umos ha'olam." So first of all, we're talking about a Jew. So this may not apply to Sinwar. Okay, so maybe like totally can hate, no problem. So he says, "V'heach yeh l'Yisrael sone mi'Yisrael." How could there be a sone l'Yisrael? How can you hate a Jew? Because the Omer lo sitzal chichabavecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Amru chamu chamu say kigon shirahu levado she'avar aveir v'tor v'hitrabo v'luchazar harei mitzvah mitzvah l'sono ad she'yase teshuva v'yachse berisho. So if you see someone committing sins and you warn him, he doesn't relent, he doesn't do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to hate him until he does tshuva, and he returns from his wickedness. But even if he didn't do tshuva, if you find that he is shaking, he's got a burden, mitzvah the frog, he needs to help him, you shouldn't let him die. Maybe he's going to delay because he wants his money. It could be dangerous. Hashem cares about, I don't want to get into Jews versus non-Jew, but he says he loves Jews, wicked and righteous, and right? And why? Because the pasuk says, Do I want that a wicked person should die? I want him to do tshuva. So maybe what the Rambam is really getting at, that the hatred really is you're telling the person, like, you know, you're acting totally inappropriately, and this is not the values of Hashem, and you're sort of, the goal of hatred, I know hatred is a strong word, it might be a little strong, but you're expressing that, you're calling him that you're Russia in order to get the person to tshuva. Now nowadays, you know, we're into positive psychology. So like, but one way to get someone to do tshuva is make them feel uncomfortable. We don't like make people feel uncomfortable nowadays. So I'm saying, in the culture where the purpose, if the only way to get them to potentially do tshuva, you know, the Rambam even talks about giving tochacha and burying someone by rebuking them. So he talks about, like, first try to do it privately, but if they don't listen, then you maybe have to do it publicly, but the goal is to get them to tshuva. So maybe the real point of, you know, hating someone, it's not like, oh, this person disgusts me. I don't think that is the approach. Is to tell the person, like, I'm opposed to everything you stand for. Mm. And with the goal, if it's possible, to let the person do tshuva, but at the same time, have compassion for the person. I think the goal, I think the hatred may be a mechanism, if it works, to do tshuva. Okay? That's what I think, because he said then you have to help the person. And you have, yeah, it's interesting, you have these, just a couple of sources here.
Well, it's really help both people, you too.
Or you too also, yeah. Right. Yeah, there's a Gemara which talks about Tosos, which says, like, different ways to understand about hating someone. Like, because if you hate someone, then like something called mayim kamayim. Like if you look at water, the water looks back at you. So if you hate someone, it affects your neshama also. It's a little bit. Yes, I think that's good also. You have this debate in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about in Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. It says, "Hanu biryoni to have bishivusei the Rabbi Meir." There were these what's biryonim? Like thugs, I guess. Like scoundrels that were in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir. V'ha havakam etzar lutua. They were making his life miserable. Havakam by Rabbi Meir rachmi al iluve ki yichad ilamusu. So Meir davened they should die. Like it's enough. It's enough. Okay. Amrale Bruya Devisu. So Bruya's wife said, "Ma'atach, why are you davening they should die?" Mishum nichsiv yitamu chatayim. Does it say? It says because the it's written yitamu chatayim that the sins should be ceased, right? Yitamu chatayim in aretz. Doesn't say yitamu chotim chatayim ksiv. Well, shvil leseifa dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk. Rosham eidon odeinam. There won't be more wicked people. Kevan the Itamu Chataim Urishaim Odeinam. So like when there are no right, that once the sins are gone, you're davening for the sins to be gone, and then there won't be wicked people anymore. So Ella boy Rachmi Luve de la Habichuva. Don't ask them, in other words, don't ask them, like why do you have to ask both? Yitamu chot, they should die, and also Rishoyim Odeinam. No. What you're really asking for is they should stop sinning, and then they will no longer be wicked. Elaboy rachmi luvei de la b'tshuva, but davin, they should do tshuva. Rishoyim Odeinam, they shouldn't be wicked anymore. So by rachmi luvei v'ali b'tshuva. So they ask for mercy, and then they actually return in tshuva. So this, that's the idea. The hatred might be a mechanism through which one can get them to do tshuva. And there's a general question, like, can you hate and love someone simultaneously? What do you think? Can you hate and love someone simultaneously?
Sure.
We're multifaceted people. The Likute Amorim, this is the Tanya. Ah, so we again, Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Tanya. So he says the following. The Gemara, and that was written in the Gemara. Shemisha Chaver Shachata Mitzvah Lisanoso. Someone who sees that his friend sinners a mitzvah to hate him. A Gamlo Marla Rabbo Shesnei Shatolz Rabbi should hate him. Haidu Bachaveru Betorah Mitzvahs. That's only with someone who's part of your halachic community. V'kvar kiyum bo mitzvahs ochiach tochiach. And you're rebuked him. Right? V'av pichin lo shav mechato. And nevertheless, he still didn't do tshuva. V'amisha Eino Chaveru V'enim Kurvetzlo. He said, with someone who's not your friend and he's not close to you, and you can't rebuke him. Alzel Marhila, what did Hillel say? Heaven between Moshe Aaron, Oiv Shalom Vorod Shalom, Oiv Vesemim Korban LaTorah. Hillel said, love them, and then bring them close to Torah. Lo Mar Shafar Chokim in Torah Hashem Vavadah. So even those who are far from the Torah of Hashem, and they're called Oiv Es Habrios. They're not Lereyacha. They're Brios, just people. Love them. Tzarech Lemashcham Bechavli Avosos Ava Vuchulei Hai. So what he's saying is, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is, I'm sorry, hochiach tochiach es amisecha, make them feel a little bit uncomfortable if they are part of your halacha community, and if you can influence them. But if you can't, you know how you influence them? Oiv shalom v'roiv shalom. Oiv v'sabrios v'makar v'latorah. Love, 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 and maybe get them to Torah. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, v'im lo lo hivsi tzchar mitzvahs avas reyim. And then he says, v'gam ha'mekurovim elo v'ochichav lo shuv me'am v'oseihem. And even those who are close to him, and he rebukes them, and they don't do tshuva. She'm mitzvah l'sano, so there's a mitzvah to hate them. Mitzvah la'avam gamkim. She's a mitzvah also to love them. U'shteim emes, and it's the truth. You can both love and hate someone. Sina mitzad ha'rashim hem va'avam mitzad b'chinas ha'tov ha'gonu shivahem. The hatred from the bad that's in them and the love from the good that's hidden in them. She'l nitzot elokut she'betocham ha'machayin ha'sham elokit. They're a creation of God. They have to have some goodness hidden inside of them. Become the or rachman b'libo aleha, and also to awaken the mercy on him. That's your point, David. You wanna, you know, because you wanna affect yourself. You even if you hate someone, you have to love them also. Ki bechinas galus besochara. It's like exiled. The good is exiled inside the bad. Misitra achra from the others, the dark side. Hagovela rishus varachmanos vatel satsina. And your mercy, right, we'll cancel the hatred and we'll oris ahava and we'll awaken the love. So I think the point being is you can love and you can hate someone simultaneously. Hating someone, I think, means that you're opposed to their values and you express it to them to make them feel uncomfortable with the goal of having and getting them to do tshuva. The goal is to improve the person or improve the world. Hate serves as a way not to reinforce negative behavior and get them to do tshuva. I think that's the point. But just to bring it down, bottom line, halacha lemaisa nowadays, there may not be an ability to hate nowadays. Both the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish, they both basically say the same thing. If you look at the Chafetz Chaim and the Sefer Avos Chesed, he says, he says you have to try really hard to love you, to not hate, not hate. The after Rosh Gomer is Isser Ladas Maharami Lublin Lesanoso Kozman Shloi Chicho. He says, and the Maharami Lublin says, again, is it simply do you view Lo Sisachim Bovecha means you're allowed to hate someone, but you guys got to be honest with the guy. The Maharami Lublin says, no. That the goal of hating someone is only to get them to do tshuva. So you can only really hate someone if you rebuke them and they don't do tshuva. So says the Maharami Lublin, what does he say? No one knows how to rebuke nowadays. Shema imayalo bochiach imakabo. V'tiva ra gomrim lo. And because maybe if you could rebuke him really well, he would accept it. And he says, and don't judge. And maybe his environment caused it, him to do what he's doing. Don't judge your friend until you arrive at his place. And certainly, also lekalkalo, you shouldn't ruin him. You shouldn't denigrate him. Only you should ask for mercy, that Hashem should help him to do tshuva. Chazani says the exact same thing. He said famously, he says also that no one can accept tochacha, and he cites the Avos Chesed, the Rami Lublin, and he says the mitzvah to love the Rishon for this reason, right? So bottom line is you could read this. You could take the broad view of Ibn Ezra, love everyone, because everyone was created B'Tzelem Elokim. But there clearly is a strain of thought saying you're allowed to hate people. Now again, I think there's a difference. There's a difference as to whether someone did something bad to you or someone is a Russia. Someone did something bad to you, this is really a broader conversation. Someone did something bad to you, you do not have to love him until they really appease you, until they really ask for forgiveness in a real way, because otherwise, you don't have to be a doormat. I think Judy Miller said you don't have to be a doormat. So you can't, there's no point in you loving the person if he's going to be abused again. So I think Torah understands that. And if someone's a Rasha Gamur, on the one hand, you still have to have compassion when the person suffers, you still have compassion on them. You need to confront them for what they did if they're part of your halacha community. Once they're a Rasha, you're allowed to hate them, but to hate them means, think it means, make them feel discomfort for the purpose of teshuva. Once they're outside that halakha category, then it seems, at least according to the Likute Amorim, the Tanya, then there's just love to bring him close to us. So this whole notion of hatred is really more of a discomfort. It could be very harsh, and depends what works. It has to be a goal of teshuva, and therefore, bottom line nowadays, positive psychology, but it's not just nowadays me about positive psychology saying 21st century, even the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish felt that discomfort doesn't really work, or really maybe hatred doesn't really work, and therefore we have to approach people with love. Okay.